Hi, this is Daniel Johnston from the Readers and Writers Paradise, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, episode number 8. The Writers Paradise Podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. Hi everyone, thank you so much for checking out my podcast today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast, and I've got a great show planned today, but before I get into it, I just want to mention that this Tuesday I wrote a post that I called it the most important story I've ever written, and it talks about, for those of you who don't know, I'm a writer and I write short stories, and this is about kind of my school experience. It's the most personal thing I've ever posted, because in addition to the story, which tells some of my emotions and how I feel about school being a senior now, it also talks about kind of my journey through school, and I share the details of all of that and exactly what happened pretty much. And I think it's pretty powerful, and it just talks about how I feel like I pretty much cheated myself out of the experience in middle school and high school, and how I hope other people don't do the same thing. So that's what that's about. So check that out. It's at readersandwritersparadise.com/schoolsecrets. readersandwritersparadise.com/schoolsecrets. If you only read one of my posts, that's the one I would read. So so check that out. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite book series, which is The Million Dollar Series by Dan Gutman. Now, some of you may have seen my reviews of these books on my site, because The Million Dollar Series is one of the best series out there for kids, especially for kids who don't like reading. So they're by Dan Gutman, which is a good sign. For those of you who don't know, Dan Gutman is a great author, very popular. I kind of think of him and Gordon Corman together, even though their writing styles are very different. Both of them write for kids. So Dan Gutman says, yeah, he writes books kids want to read. He thinks, what do kids dream about? And that's what he writes about. And I was first introduced to Dan Gutman when I started reading his baseball time travel series, and I'm like, I'm not going to like this. But I read it, and it was awesome, and I've read his books ever since. And I know a lot of kids who have, even though they just hate reading, his books they like. And I haven't had a personal experience that I know someone whose son did not want to read one of the books in the Million Dollar Series. I think it was The Million Dollar Shot or something like that. But she showed him the post I'd written about it on my website, and after reading my review, he decided to read the book, and now he loves it. So, yeah, even though he didn't want to read it, he loved it. So these books are great. So what The Million Dollar Series actually is there are 5 books, I believe. Yeah, 5 books, and they're in different sports. But in each case, the person has a chance to win $1 million by either sinking a basket or shooting a hockey puck or making a goal in soccer, hitting a strike in bowling, or by hitting an awesome putt. So it covers these 5 different sports. They're all standalone books, so you can read any of them on their own. First, I'll talk about the one kids probably like the most, which is The Million Dollar Shot. And this is about basketball. So what happens in this book is that the main character, Eddie Ball, his family is really poor. Like, his dad died, but he's just living with his mom, and she's just working for this food company. And there's a contest at the company, and he wanted to enter, but because his mom's an employee, he can't. But she gets fired, so he's able to enter the contest, and it's like, it's a poem contest. And the winning poem will get to shoot one basket. And if they make it, they'll win $1 million. So that sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? So he writes this, like, rap poem. But his sort of girlfriend, sort of not, Annie, tells him that that's no good. And she writes a poem of herself. And so Eddie submits it, and he wins the contest. So it turns out that Annie's dad used to be, he was about to go to the NBA in college. Like, he's really good. Like, he doesn't miss a free throw shot. And so he begins training Eddie, and he starts shooting 1,000 free throws a day. And he's doing pretty well, but there's some problems along the way. Some people try to sabotage him, and Annie's mom starts hanging out with, or Annie's dad starts hanging out with his mom, which Eddie really doesn't like, and there are a lot of struggles like that throughout the book, and of course the owner of the food company is completely heckling him, because his company can't afford to pay out $1 million, and he's trying to do everything he can to get Eddie to miss the shot. So this is a really exciting book. Eddie's a really relatable character, just like a normal preteen boy, and this is a great book, so I definitely recommend checking that one out. So probably for girls, what you would want to read is The Million Dollar Kick, because in The Million Dollar Kick, the main character actually is a girl, and her name is Whisper Nelson, and she is not athletic at all. Like, not at all. Like, yeah, her younger sister is. She's a great soccer player and everything, but Whisper, no, like, she hates sports. However, she enters into a contest that just randomly picks who will get the opportunity to kick the soccer ball for $1 million. And surprise, surprise, she gets chosen. But the problem is that there's a really good goalie in it, and it's not like she's no good at soccer, but I mean, yeah, it's $1 million, so she tries to work hard and learn how to play soccer, and she does, and she makes some friends, this boy who analyzes her shots and helps her and records video of it and everything, and then this high school goalie who teaches her how to shoot, or how to kick, I guess, but yeah, so this is really a story just of this ordinary, unathletic girl just becoming this, you know, socially more advanced, athletic person who's more happy about herself, and it also builds her relationship with her mom and her sister and everything, and ultimately, her friendships are put to the test at the end when the person who was supposed to defend the kick gets hurt, and the goalie who was helping her defends against her in the million-dollar kick. So it's a very good book, very very good characters, and I would definitely read this book, especially for girls. So then The Million Dollar Putt is another really good book. It's hilarious. The main character, and let me say, all these books are written in the first person. So the main character is this kid named Bogey, and he's blind, but that's fine with him. Like, he can get around fine and do all kinds of fun stuff. And however, he's never really played golf, so some people that Bogey goes to school with invite him to play golf, thinking he's going to make a complete fool of himself. And so he swings, and he doesn't expect to do very well, but he actually has a great swing, and at first he thinks that his classmates are just razzing on him, because of course he can't see, like, he probably just missed it altogether or something, but he actually does have a very natural swing, and so he decides to start becoming good at golf, and he befriends a girl named Birdie, and yeah, she's kind of weird, but they become good friends and helps them a lot. And they live in Hawaii too, which is cool. But so then Bogey continues to get better, and eventually he enters into a golf tournament, and the winner of the tournament will win $1 million. So hence the term $1 million putt. And it's a really great book. It's really funny, and I think Gottman does a great job writing from the perspective of a blind person. Like, he's really good-natured. He recognizes his limitations, and just a really great guy, and does well with what he has. And then Birdie's really hilarious, and it's cool to see how he interacts with people socially too, and then ends up being a great golf player. So that's also a really good book. And then there's also The Million Dollar Goal. So The Million Dollar Goal is about hockey, and I'll be honest that I didn't know much about hockey until I read this book. So it was pretty interesting to read it and learn a little about hockey. But The Million Dollar Goal is told in first person by these two kids named Don and Dusk, and they're from Canada, but that doesn't really affect the story or anything. We don't really learn much about Canada, but we do learn a lot about hockey, and they're in a nice little family. Their dad, however, is from America and hates hockey. And they also live with their grandmother, Oma, and they end up going to a hockey game, which is a big deal because their dad hates hockey, so they don't often go to games. But they enter into this contest where the winner gets a chance to shoot a puck and try to hit a Shaq. And if they do that, then they win $1 million. So you can see there's a common theme throughout all these books. This one ends a little bit differently, though, because their grandmother, Oma, ends up winning the contest. And they're just going to keep it a secret from her because they don't want her to hurt herself or something. And they know that there's no way she could possibly make the shot. But she's determined to take the shot, and so Don and Dust start preparing her, but unfortunately it doesn't go so well, and she gets hurt, and then she gets in a wheelchair. And this is also a really sad book. Like, it's really, really sad. Because, there is a death in this book, unfortunately. However, Gutman does a good job of dealing with it. It's also a really funny book. And, I like hearing about their unique family. It's a lot different from my family or other stuff, but it's cool to learn about them and the way the twins interact and everything. And they're a boy and girl as well, so girls can read this book too. So I think this is a really emotionally powerful book. So don't just give it to your kid to read and expect not to talk about it, because there's a bunch of stuff to process in this book, and it also has a different ending in terms of the shot and everything than the other books, but it's very well done, and I definitely recommend it. And then the last book is called The Million Dollar Strike. This book is completely hilarious. So, the main character is a guy named Ouchie, And then his best friend is a guy named Squishy. And they go bowling like 3 times a week at a place called Bowl-A-Rama. They just love bowling. And unfortunately, though, the city wants to close it down, and there's not really any other like really close places to bowl or anything, so they're pretty upset. But they meet the owner of this place, Bowl-A-Rama, Gazobi Zamboni, and he is such a funny character. Like, yeah, he is a complete screwball. Like, he has a bald head and he shines it with the bowling ball buffer. Like, he is just a riot. So, yeah, he's really funny. But yeah, so Ouchie and Squishy help a lot, and Mr. Zamboni was kind of just letting the place die off, even though he had millions of dollars. But now he's starting to become more involved and sponsored a $1 million contest. Yeah, so this is a great book. It's kind of different from the others. The characters seem to be a little bit more mature and a little bit older. And also, yeah, Mr. Zamboni also, yeah, he believes the world's gonna end on January 1st, so why not just give away all the money? So it's kind of crazy. Yeah, I enjoyed reading it. It's fun to learn about Mr. Zamboni and also about these kids who were really dedicated to bowling. So it's a good book. Yeah, so those are really the books in the Million Dollar series. I definitely recommend reading them for sure, because kids just love them. You know, what kid wouldn't love reading a book where a kid gets an opportunity to win $1 million? Like, that's just awesome. And Dan Gutman does these books really, really well. So it's great. So yeah, for boys, I'd probably recommend starting out with the $1 million shot, and then girls, the $1 million kick. And yeah, I think these books definitely won't disappoint you. So yeah. Thanks for listening. Remember, again, check out my website, readersandwritersparadise.com, and especially my post, readersandwritersparadise.com/schoolsecrets. I'll have more podcasts coming up. I release a new podcast every Wednesday, either interviewing a special guest or talking about a book series or something like that. So thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you later.